LAK Reservoir near Newcastle is reopened for motorized watercraft use. This is the Wyoming Outdoorsman. I'm Ray Hageman. Stay tuned. The Wyoming Game and Fish Department has reopened LAK Reservoir near Newcastle to motorized watercraft on a limited trial basis after being closed to motorized watercraft since August 2022. That was following the discovery of invasive zebra mussels at nearby Pactola Reservoir in South Dakota. The discovery significantly increased the risk of introduction of zebra mussels into Wyoming waters. Public access to the privately owned LAK Reservoir for fishing and boating is provided through an access agreement with Game and Fish and the property owner. The lake is a popular fishery, offering anglers the opportunity to catch walleye, smallmouth bass, tiger muskie, and other warm water species. LAK primarily serves as the irrigation reservoir for downstream irrigation needs. Sheridan Region Fisheries Supervisor Stephen Sidden says the landowner has generously allowed public use of the reservoir for many years and protecting the reservoir and irrigation infrastructure from invasive aquatic species is a priority. Members of the public intending to use motorized watercraft on the reservoir must adhere to the following procedures. You must stop at the Newcastle AIS Watercraft Check Station on Ranch Market Road, a half mile east of the junction of Highway 16 and 85. Watercraft owners should verify open hours for the check station before arriving. All motorized watercraft must be inspected at the Newcastle check station prior to launch. Only outboard and electric trolling motors are allowed. Watercraft owners will fill out a permission slip and be issued an access key to open the lock gate at the boat ramp. 5 keys will be available each day on a first-come, first-served basis. The keys cannot be duplicated or shared. If the Newcastle AIS station is closed, keys will not be available. Keys are for one-day use only and must be returned to the drop box at the Newcastle AIS check station at the end of each day, and users must lock the gate after entering and exiting the boat ramp. Sidden says this is a trial program, and failure to follow these rules will result in a loss of motorized boating access and a return to non-motorized use only. Boaters should know that as of mid-May, the reservoir level was low, and watercraft may be unable to launch until levels rise. This has been the Wyoming Outdoorsman, brought to you by the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. I'm Ray Hageman.